I'd like to call to order the August 6, 2019 board meeting and remind everyone to please use your microphones when speaking, something that I have a hard time remembering all the time, and turning them off when finished. Commissioners present are John Godsey, City of Hillsborough, Denny Doyle, City of Beaverton, and myself, Jim Duggan, of Tuolumne Valley Water District. First on the agenda is General Manager's Report, and there is no General Manager's Report for today's meeting, since this is going to be a first meeting where we really accomplish some business. Any public comment? No, I don't believe we have any members of the public present, so I think we can move on to the consent agenda. Consent agenda items are to be considered routine and may be enacted in one motion without separate discussion. Any board members may request that an item be removed by motion for discussion and separate action. Any items requested to be removed from the consent agenda for separate discussion will be considered immediately after the board has approved those agenda items which do not require discussion. Do I have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda as presented by staff?
So moved.
Second.
Hearing a motion and a second, I'll call the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes, and I forgot to say aye. Business agenda items. Time will be set aside for public comment for each business agenda item. Each person will be limited 5 minutes unless an extension is granted by the board. Should three or more people, and I don't think we'll have that problem today, wish to testify on the same topic, each person will be limited to 3 minutes unless otherwise noted on the agenda. For business agenda item, do we have a staff report?
Yes, we do. Holy cow. Okay, the mic works now. Okay, so just a brief staff report about this this item. It's always helpful to understand what part of the world we're talking about. So this is our PLW 1.3 project. It is located in what will become Southern Hillsborough, but right now it's most of it is in unincorporated Washington County. The pipeline will exist in what will become Cornelius Pass Road, but our project is well ahead of the development plans in the area, so that's why we're out in front on this one. It extends from, even though the staff report says Southwest Kinsman Road, it's actually Kinnaman Road in that area, down to Rosedale Road, and again in what will be Cornelius Pass Road. The pipeline then, once it gets to Rosedale, and that the pipeline that will be in Cornelius Pass Road will be our 66-inch diameter pipeline. Once it gets to Rosedale Road, our pipeline then heads east to 209th and then south down to Farmington. And the portions that are in Rosedale and 209th will be a 30-inch diameter pipeline. So this project is now at the 60% design level of completion, and so it is at that time on our projects that we feel certain in terms of the property acquisition that's needed. We have defined not only where exactly the pipeline should be built, but also all the appurtenances and other facilities associated with it, and then what it will take to build the pipeline in terms of space needed for our construction easements, which are generally our temporary construction easement, our TCEs. We have, in defining this pipeline alignment, we have worked very closely with the developers that are going to be developing this area so that we make sure that we have the pipeline in exactly the right location. And so with that certainty in terms of our pipeline design, now we feel ready to publicly define the need for the property that we will be acquiring. And so in addition, like I mentioned, we are, though we have been working with the developers, we're in front of them, and we need to complete our work in advance of their work, which is why we're going about acquiring the permanent and temporary construction easements. The alignment that we've identified, we're certain that it provides the greatest greatest public good and the least private injury. And figures attached to the resolution show exactly the extents of the easements that we're acquiring, both the permanent and temporary construction easements for this particular project. Finally, I'll state that the purpose of this resolution is to publicly declare the need for the property interests to enable the commission's agents, including the program team, to begin negotiating with the respective interest holders. And so with that, I'd be glad to take any questions you might have.
Questions from the board?
Questions? I think collectively we all have been in situations where we faced condemnation through property acquisition. So I think we all understand what's going on and support the direction you're going in.
Considering the staff report concluded, do I have a motion and second to adopt resolution WWSS 0419, a resolution declaring public necessity to acquire permanent and temporary construction easements over, upon, under, and through real property for a pipeline section PLW 1.3 for the Willamette Water Supply System?
I'll move, but I won't repeat the motion. Move to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the resolution before us. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes. Informational items. Mr. Kraska, could you present information on the Willamette Water Supply Program Management Authority Matrix?
I'd be glad to. Thank you. So the Management Authority Matrix, or what we call the MAM, is a tool that we've been using on the Willamette Water Supply Program to basically organize our decision making and clarify when decisions are made in either the program office or need to be at the time when we were just operating under Willamette Water Supply Program. The project agreement between TVW and Hillsborough, we had an executive committee, which at that time was the CEO of TVW, Mark Knudsen, and the water director at the city of Hillsborough, Kevin Hanway. So some decisions were made at the executive committee level, and then other decisions needed to be moved up to city council, utilities commission at Hillsborough, or the TVW board. So with the execution of the WWSS IGA, now we're functioning under what we're working with today, the WWSS Commission Board. And so we need to clarify exactly how decision making is going to be done. So in the near term, meaning July and August, we have the delegation of authority that we acted on back in, or the board acted on back on July 3rd, that delegated some authorities to the management committee. And so some actions were taken last month and this month, and then the rest, and then the delegation of authority basically expires with the September 5th meeting. So what we're anticipating is in the September 5th meeting is bringing to you a version of the MAM that we would recommend going forward in terms of what decisions are made at the program or the program level and what decisions are going to be brought to this body, to the board. What the MAM does is it provides a record of what decisions were made, where they were made, when they were made, and also a look ahead for the next 3 months for decisions that are coming up, so that you would be informed in terms of in the next coming meetings what decisions are likely to be on the agenda for those subsequent meetings. And so if we just flip to the pages following the staff report, you can see the layout of the MAM, such as we've been modifying it for the WWSS IGA. We have down the left-hand side various types of actions, annual delivery of plan or program baseline related plans, the program baseline, real estate, IGAs, MOUs, permits, commitments, and similar agreements. So that's a assortment of types. On the second page, there we also include contracts and contracts amendments and change orders. And then we have a description of the various actions that have been taken or are upcoming, and then what the projected action is, and then the body or position that the action would be taken, whether it's the program director, the WWSS committees, meaning the Management Committee, Finance Committee, or Operations Committee, or the WWSS Board. Looking at the first action that was taken here that we identified, we have real estate, where Management Committee, actually the Executive Committee, approved this resolution 1.3 to be moved to the board back in June 25th. And then we had tentative, that's the little T next to August 6th. Next to that is when we anticipated taking that for board action here. That would be the meeting today. Coming up, we have the items 4 and 5 there is our project agreement with the city of Hillsboro for their section of pipe that would be part of PLW 2.3. And then a project agreement with the city of Beaverton that would be part of the MPE 1.0 project. Those project agreements were anticipating being executed by the management committee. And so you can see with those two, they fall under the WWSS board, but we say via WWSS management committee. So that was the delegation of authority back in July. And then you see program director signing it on August 22nd. So that's generally how it works going forward. What we anticipate, and this is basically I don't know if there's any other actions. Oh, there's one other action on the second page that has been taken, so basically a historical record of it. The PLM 1.1 construction contract, that was another delegation of authority from the WWSS Management Committee on July 3rd, and then it was executed by the program director on July 17. So that was part of the delegation of authority that was done back in July. Going back to page 1 of 2 of the management of the MAM, we have items 6. Yeah, just item 6, raw water facility IGA with the city of Wilsonville. That one, we have a tentative, this little T next to September 5th, that we would have that in front of you for action at the September meeting. I think that's, I don't know if wildly optimistic, but it's pretty optimistic. We're hoping to achieve that deadline, but that one might quite possibly end up on the October agenda, but we're trying to move that one along as quickly as possible. But just a heads up that we may have a Wilsonville agreement for execution at the September meeting. And then we have a series of Washington County agreements that we're working on, items 7 through 11, that we're anticipating being able to wrap up and bring to you at the October meeting. So again, this is just a handy way of knowing where decisions are made, what decisions have been made, and what decisions are upcoming. And this is a working document for now, but we'll bring a revised version to you in September that we would recommend and propose for using going forward in terms of managing the activities of the Willamette Water Supply Program and related decision making. And so that concludes my staff report. Be glad to take any questions.
Any questions? Fantastic tool to keep everything all organized.
Yeah. And thanks for the definitions above. I was looking at what the heck is tea? So now I know. It's not something to drink. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, looks like our next agenda item is just a reminder that the next board meeting is scheduled on September 5th, 2019, right here in the Tualatin Valley Water District Boardroom. There are no communications or non-agenda items scheduled for today's meeting. Do we have any final comments by board or staff before we close this thing out for today? Okay, there being no further business before the board. Nikki, are you still there with us?
Yes.
Okay, you're fine with adjourning? Thank you. Yes. Just want to make sure, because I see this blue-eyed bot right before me, and I was thinking that your name tag should have, the Nikki bot there. Okay. Okay. There being no further business before the Board of Commissioners, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.